For Semitic people, name is terribly important. It's more than just a word by which a person calls himself or herself. The word itself embodies the person. That the person is, if you will, indistinguishable from the name. And to offend the name of one's neighbor is as deeply wrong as if one physically attacked one's neighbor. Many times in the Semitic world, names have meanings. And those meanings, if you will, describe or foretell the work or the attitude or the values of the one who carries that name. In the first reading, we're told that God has commanded that the people be blessed. And that Moses then tells the leaders, when you bless the people, you bless them this way. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he turn his face toward you. May he let his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he grant you peace. That the very name of the Lord invoked upon the people produces these results: graciousness and peace. That where the Lord's name is spoken, what is to happen, what is to become effective, is that people are generous and people are peaceful. It also implicates the fact that the gift of generosity and the gift of peace is not something of human manufacture. It is a gift. It is a gift of God. And as we begin this year, this calendar year, it is the name that is put before us. The name of God and the name of the human face of God, Jesus. And what you and I are called to do is to live out the reality of that name. Live out the reality of the blessing that is given to us. You know, the greatest blasphemy against God is to, in the name of God, to be greedy, ungenerous, miserly, or to be violent, or destructive, or harmful, or unpeaceful. And whether one is Christian or Muslim or Jew, that very name of God is a name that engenders graciousness and peace. And to use that name in any other fashion, or to act as if one were acting in the name of or under the grace of God in any other fashion, is blasphemy. It is an attack upon God. So what you and I are invited to do by our liturgy today is to hold fast to that name. And to know that that name gets visibility in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the human face of the invisible God, is Emmanuel, is God with us. That in Jesus Christ, the very presence of the living God is to be found. The very graciousness and the very peace of God is made visible. And you and I, as the body of Christ, are called to carry that visibility into our own world. In other words, to be people marked by graciousness, by generosity, and people marked by peace. The two great gifts that the blessing of God bestows upon people.